Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A staggering 4.1 billion people, roughly 53% of the world's population, have no access to any social protection, leaving them vulnerable to poverty and economic shocks. This stark reality is highlighted in the International Labour Organization's latest report, which emphasizes the need for universal social protection in changing labor markets. The report, titled Universal Social Protection in Changing Labor Markets, Protecting Workers in All Types of Employment, was released in mid-April 2026. It identifies 9 branches of social protection under its 1952 Convention No. 102, known as the Social Security Minimum Standards. These branches include medical care, sickness benefits, unemployment benefits, old age benefits, employment injury benefits, family benefits, maternity benefits, disability benefits, and survivors benefits. What makes this significant is that traditional employment-linked social security models are failing in today's changing labor markets, characterized by platform work, remote work, short-term contracts, and informality. This has resulted in the majority of the global workforce being left unprotected or underprotected. First, the report notes that 4.1 billion people have no access to any social protection, while 2 billion people are only partially covered. Crucially, only about 31% of the world's workers enjoy full protection across all 9 branches of social protection. The informal economy, which accounts for approximately 60% of global employment, has particularly weak coverage. This is a critical issue, as the informal economy is a significant sector in many countries, including India. Building on this, the report argues that extending social protection to all workers, including those in the informal economy, is essential for preventing poverty and promoting economic growth. Now, let us turn to the report's key recommendations. The ILO suggests that universal coverage should be anchored in law, not tied to employment contracts or employer contributions alone. It also recommends a poverty prevention framing, where social protection is seen as a preventive tool, not a residual welfare patch. Furthermore, the report advocates for progressive domestic financing, including wealth taxes, inheritance taxes, financial transaction taxes, and resource rents. Portable, digitized entitlements are also recommended, allowing workers to retain their rights across job transitions. The report specifically addresses the algorithmic employment economy, urging governments to extend social protection to gig and platform workers. This is a significant issue, as the gig economy is growing rapidly, with an estimated 1 crore workers in India alone. What does this mean for India's social protection landscape? The country's effective, full coverage share is approximately 25 to 30%, which is above the global informal economy average but well below OECD levels. The eShram database, launched in August 2021, is a significant initiative in this regard. With over 30 crore unorganized workers registered, it creates the world's largest database of informal workers, enabling scheme delivery targeting and facilitating the extension of social protection to this vulnerable group. However, registration does not necessarily translate to benefits, and most eShram registrants have not received structured social protection beyond general welfare schemes. The Code on Social Security, 2020, is another crucial development in India's social protection landscape. This code merges 9 labor laws and provides the first statutory recognition of gig and platform workers. It also introduces the concept of aggregator contribution, which is a significant step towards extending social protection to these workers. However, the implementation status of the code is partial, with final rules drafted but not yet fully operationalized. The ILO's 2026 recommendations align closely with the intent of the Code on Social Security, 2020, but the actual implementation is the critical test. Gig and platform workers are a growing concern, with an estimated 1 crore workers in India in 2026, projected to grow to 2.35 crore by 2030. This demographic is concentrated in sectors such as ride-hailing, delivery, home services, and content creation. Some states, such as Rajasthan, Karnataka, and Telangana, have moved faster than central rules, creating a patchwork of state-level gig worker laws. The ILO reports call for universal, legally anchored protection would favor federal harmonization. Financing the extension of social protection is a significant challenge, with estimates suggesting that extending basic social protection to all unorganized workers would require an additional fiscal commitment of approximately 3 to 5 lakh crore per year. The ILO recommends exploring wealth and inheritance taxes, which is a politically challenging recommendation in the Indian context. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The ILO report calls for coverage across all 9 branches of the ILO Convention 102, which was established in 1952. The report also frames social protection as a tool for poverty prevention rather than poverty reduction. Additionally, it recommends progressive wealth and inheritance tax financing. The global gap in social protection is significant, with 4.1 billion people having no access to any social protection, and only about 31% of the world's workers enjoying full multi-branch coverage. In India, the eShram portal has registered over 30 crore unorganized workers, while the Code on Social Security, 2020, merges 9 labor laws and provides the first statutory recognition of gig and platform workers. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The ILO report's recommendations and the Code on Social Security, 2020, are significant developments in the field of social protection, which is a critical aspect of India's economic and social development. Understanding the challenges and opportunities in this area is essential for addressing the country's poverty and inequality concerns. In conclusion, the ILO's Universal Social Protection Report 2026 highlights the need for universal social protection in changing labor markets, emphasizing the importance of extending coverage to all workers, including those in the informal economy. As India continues to navigate its own social protection landscape, it is essential to recognize the significance of this issue and work towards creating a more inclusive and equitable social protection system.